Ever notice how sometimes our best thinking happens when we actually have a minute to think? You know, when we can let ideas simmer a little bit. Well, today we're taking a deep dive into a really fascinating side of communication that really leans into that idea, asynchronous messaging. Things like, voice notes or even emails. Basically anything where you're not having to respond like right this second. And we're going to explore how this really subtle shift, taking a little pause, could be huge, especially for people who stutter.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we tend to think of stuttering as like this purely physical thing, the way the words come out. But honestly, the mental side of it is absolutely crucial.
Totally. It's almost like stage fright almost. But it can hit you even in just regular everyday conversations, which is wild. And, you know, you've been looking into research about how asynchronous voice messaging, things like sending a voice note instead of making a call, could be a real game changer for helping people feel more confident in their communication.
And to really get why it's so impactful, it helps to understand what's actually happening in the brain when someone stutters. Because it's way more than just sort of repeating sounds or getting stuck on a word. Even in a regular conversation, your brain is juggling tons of stuff all at once, processing language, figuring out what you want to say back, navigating all the social cues. It's a lot. And then for people who stutter, that cognitive load, all that mental effort, it can be even more intense, especially in a live conversation, you know, where everything's happening in real time.
Yeah, that makes
It's a
sense.
lot to handle.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to solve some impossible math problem at the same time that you're like, I don't know, juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle. Talk about pressure.
So then imagine if you could just hit the pause button on all of that, like just for a second. And that's kind of what this asynchronous communication lets you do.
Interesting.
When you take away that instant response pressure, it gives your brain a chance to like actually catch up, you know, to organize those thoughts and get the words out in a way that feels good. And suddenly, those pauses, the ones that might feel like interruptions in a normal conversation, they actually become these really useful tools. You can use them to your advantage to really craft the message you want to send.
Oh, that's such a good point. It's like the difference between having to write a perfect email in like 5 minutes.
Versus actually having a little time to sit with it, you know, maybe go back and revise a couple times and make sure you're saying exactly what you want to say.
And we're seeing this play out in some really cool ways on platforms like SoundBranch, for example, which is designed specifically for this asynchronous voice messaging. So it gives users the ability to record, re-record, refine their message however they want before it actually gets sent out.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. It's like having that edit button, but for like spoken communication. I like that. But I am curious, you know, looking beyond just like supporting those who stutter, does this whole idea of just like taking the pressure off real-time communication, like, does that have bigger implications?
Oh,
That
absolutely.
could this change how we all communicate? I think so. I mean, think about it. How many times have you fired off a quick text or like even an email and then instantly regretted it?
Oh, all the time.
And asynchronous communication, it's like it gives us that gift of time, you know?
Right.
We can actually hit the pause button on that like knee-jerk need to just respond immediately, and it gives us a little space to actually think about it and give a more like thoughtful and authentic answer.
And that space for reflection is like such a rare thing these days.
And really.
We're so used to just like rapid fire replies and just this constant back and forth.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, like that soupy fast back and forth definitely has its place. But imagine if we just like took a little bit of that asynchronous mindset, you know, and applied it to how we communicate in general. It's not about ditching real-time conversations completely, but just recognizing that like sometimes slowing down actually leads to way better conversation.
Totally. And I'm with you on that. I'm already thinking about like all these email threads I've been in that probably could have been avoided if I just like hit record on a voice note instead. But I mean, I bet the impact goes even deeper than just avoiding misunderstandings.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
It's about this idea that like communicating, it's not just about like spitting out information, you know. It's about actually connecting with the other person, understanding where they're coming from, and responding in a way that builds trust and like empathy. And those things, they take time. You can't really rush that. And honestly, that's usually the first thing to go when you're in that like rush of a real-time conversation.
That is a really good point. So it's not even just about like literally switching from phone calls to voice notes or ditching instant messages for like carefully crafted emails or whatever. It's like a way bigger shift in how we think about communication as a whole.
Exactly. It's about being more intentional with it, you know,
Okay.
more present, more considerate of how we're communicating and what we're trying to say, regardless of what platform or format we're using.
I love that.
Okay.
So, okay, this all sounds amazing in theory. But what does it actually look like in practice? Like, is embracing asynchronous communication really as simple as just like swapping out all our phone calls for voice memos? Or it
Oh.
can't be that easy, right? Just like, oh, well, I'll use this app instead of that app, and suddenly everything's going to be different.
Yeah, it's definitely not quite that simple. It's more about like shifting your whole mindset, you know, like how you think about communication and what you expect from it. Platforms like the SoundBranch thing we were talking about, those are great tools and everything, but they only really work if you actually use them to like embrace that pause,
Right.
to actually take a minute and think about what you're trying to say and how you want to say it.
So it's almost like a mindfulness thing then
Yes.
too, right? Like being intentional about choosing when to actually go asynchronous, but then also like how you use those tools.
Absolutely.
It's not about like, agonizing over every single word in a voice note for an hour or something.
Right. Of course not.
It's more about just giving yourself permission to be a little more deliberate.
You got it. It's all about finding that balance, and like what that looks like is going to be different for everyone, you know?
That's true.
For some people, it might just be taking a minute to collect their thoughts before they answer a text.
Right.
For other people, it might be, okay, instead of sending this rush email, I'm going to record a quick voice note. I think it's more about being aware of the choices you have
Yeah.
and then choosing what actually lets you communicate in the most genuine way.
And the most effective way, too.
Exactly.
One thing I think is really interesting about all of this is how it ties back to the whole idea of confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you feel that pressure to like respond immediately, you don't always present your most confident self. But when you actually give yourself permission to slow down a little, to actually think about what you want to say, that can totally change how you communicate and probably how you feel about yourself too, I bet.
Totally. That is such a good point. When we're talking about asynchronous communication, it's not just about a different format. You know, it's about choosing to show up differently in your conversations, period. It's about being more present, more thoughtful, and yeah, I think ultimately more confident in just expressing yourself.
I love that. This has been incredibly eye-opening. It started with, unlocking confidence for people who stutter, but it really feels like this is about unlocking a whole different way of communicating for all of us. One that's more thoughtful, more meaningful, and honestly, just more human.
100%. Yeah. It's about reclaiming the power of the pause, you
Yeah.
know, and recognizing that sometimes slowing down is actually the fastest way to like really connect with somebody.
This deep dive has given me so much to think about. And for anyone listening, I mean, why not give it a try? See what happens when you bring a little bit more of this asynchronous communication into your own life. You might be surprised. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.